The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, should we remove tolling booths from all tolled roads even? Our next guest thinks so and says it's archaic. The trucks, buses and cars are still being forced to stop queue and pay at toll booths. Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South, Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú, joins us. Cynthia, Gaoithe mar atá tú, Fáilte don Clár. Why do you say that it is archaic that we are we still have tolling booths on our motorways?
It's archaic because after meeting with the Irish Road Haulage Association over the last number of years, but particularly the last number of months with the energy crisis, it was a source of interest to me when they explained to me that the toll booth stops were costing their members 26 million euros in wasted diesel every year for the heavy goods vehicles, the HGVs alone. So they explained to me, and then I cross-referenced it with other figures from Michelin, but they told me that every HGV, the stop-start, burns up to 2 litres of fuel. That's around 5.08 kilograms of CO2, carbon dioxide. And with 24,264 HGVs passing our toll booth daily, Shane, that amounts to roughly 45,000 of emissions annually from heavy goods vehicles alone. So it's not just the cost, but it's also obviously to be beneficial to our environment as well. And I'm open to proposing legislation at EU level, as I am a member of the Transport Committee, that would require the EU authorities to ensure these free flow tolling within a reasonable time frame. And they're already there in France, Shane. Anybody who's holidayed, and I'll give you one example, the A13 slash A14 motorway corridor between Paris and Normandy. There's an example of a primary motorway in France, and they've completely removed barriers from the motorway. Instead, they've opted for tag and remote payment. Now, okay. We do have one of them, of course, on the way to the airport. I take it all the time on the M50.
Yeah, we do.
But there's loads around the country where we have to stop, slow down, rummage for change, and tap the card. And it's dangerous. It is a driving hazard.
Give me that figure again. Did you say 26 million a year it costs from trucks having to, I presume, slow down, maybe even stop the car, take off?
Yes. 26 million. That's right. 26 million in wasted diesel every year. And that's for the HGVs alone. So we're not taking into consideration other vehicles.
Okay. All right. So how would the, I was going to ask you how it would work, but I suppose we know how it works. The M50 are there issues about that? I mean, is it difficult to get non-compliant people to pay in that scenario?
Well, yes. I mean, we're constantly hearing about people racketing up hundreds of euros or thousands of euros of fines and not being detected. But the tech is getting better all the time. And I make no apologies, Shane, if this is going to save lives and if it's going to save fuel, it's only one little part of the cost of a fuel crisis, but also if it's going to save the environment. Well, to me, it's a win-win-win, despite the fact that there may be a certain percentage that will try and get away scot-free without paying.
Yeah, fair enough. Saving lives, is it that dangerous?
It is. Yes.
Really?
Yes. No, I looked up because road safety is a huge issue for me. A 2020 civil engineering study, I looked that up and it found that toll plazas in Ireland tend to become collision black spots with a much higher concentration of crashes than in other parts of the same road leading up to the toll plaza, or indeed coming out of the toll plaza can sometimes be as dangerous. So there was one particular fatal accident at the M8 Watergrass Hill toll plaza. Now, it goes back a bit. It was in 2012, but it led the coroner who investigated that accident issuing a safety warning. And essentially, unfortunately, what happened was a car had stopped near the toll. As you come to it, of course, people sometimes tend to pull in the so-called hard shoulder. But anyway, the car stopped near the toll to sort payment and it was struck from behind by a truck. And unfortunately, there was a fatality, a passenger.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think of counter-arguments here because what you're saying does seem to make a lot of sense. What about, and one I have thought of, if you don't have a tag for your car or your truck for the M50, and I have one, but people say it can be cumbersome or awkward to pay. You might forget to go online. Like if you're multiplying that out across the country, is that a potential issue?
I don't think so. No, I think the tech is there for people who use the M50 and indeed other motorways as well when you buy a tag, and it can be used at multiple toll stations. And I mean, I go through an awful lot of toll stations now going around Ireland South, and it's much freer, the queue that's at the automatic reading your meter at the front of the car, reading your toll, your tag, I should say, at the front of the car. So really, we should be having these toll-free booths, as I say, for safety, for saving the environment. And it's just a little piece, a little suggestion in the context of this fuel crisis. I think it's basically low-hanging fruit that the government could do, our state agency could reform as part of the wider effort, the very costly wider effort, and rightly so, to reduce the cost base of our transport industry.
Okay, final question. I know the techs are going to come in saying, you know what, you know, the easiest thing to do, just abolish the tolls, get rid of them. We're paying enough for everything in this country at the moment.
Yeah, there's an argument out there now, Shane, that we're paying too much for things. And yes, indeed, we do have a cost of living crisis. And of course, there's an argument out there as well that money is being misspent. And I just heard it in the news headlines there in relation to another transport project, which is going to be correctly monitored, and rightly so from the point of view of spend. But can I just remind everybody, and this is not by way of an excuse, because we're all living through the cost of through the crisis, the cost of living crisis. But government do have to be prudent as well, and they do have to make money, collect money, and then obviously they have to spend it wisely. And look, we introduced, the government, in fairness to them, introduced one of the most generous packages that I have seen going around in the European Union countries. It was five times better than Germany. There's many aspects to it. I don't need to rehearse those with you. But we do have to think about the long term as well, Shane. We don't want to run out of money. That happened. Do you remember the crash?
I do. I remember
yes.
it very well.
And I remember other pinch points, major pinch points in the economy. I don't know how many recessions I've witnessed in my life. So we do need money in reserve.
Yeah, I can think of three recessions in
yes,
my lifetime.
Me too. Me too.
I think we're about the same vintage. I also lost my job during the last one. So
yes.
Yeah, I do know what it's like. Lots of people getting in touch. As far as I can remember, the toll was only to exist until the cost of the bridge was paid for. That's in relation to the M50. Another listener says, another option, red green lights for traffic rather than amber in several countries after busy hours. That would save fuel. So no amber. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I'm not sure. I'm not expert enough to know whether that would work.
I think any suggestion like that, such as mine, which ticks a couple of boxes from the point of view of safety in particular, environment, we still have our greening agenda and our targets to meet, and we need to use every trick in the book that we have to do that. But in particular, I'm raising this now because of the awful fuel crisis that we're in. And this is only a small part of it, but yet it seems to be so simple that it might just pass people by. And have to say, fair play to the Irish Road Haulage Association for pointing this out to me.
Okay, Gurmila Maggart, Cynthia Ní Bheadh-Chuí there, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South and member of the European Transport Committee. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.